Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. President Donald Trump has only been in office a few months. And yet there has been newspaper article after newspaper article written concerning the events of his presidency, those involved, and President Trump himself. Now, we won't debate whether or not you believe that President Trump makes a good president or a poor one. Our focus is on those things being said, whether or not you agree with them. President Trump recently ousted FBI Director James Comey. Since that time, negative things have been said in the papers in both directions. President Trump about Comey and the investigations into his campaign, and Comey about President Trump. The term for these kind of statements is called denouncing. To denounce is to condemn or censure openly or publicly. There are other meanings to this term, but that is the one that we will focus on for this sermon. Getting back to the president and the former FBI director, Comey has denounced President Trump's action in taking him out of office. And again, President Trump has denounced the FBI and those investigating his campaign, saying that it has been several months in office and they are still continuing to investigate his campaign. The methods have been different. From tweets that have been disclosed and leaked to the press and then written in the articles, to words from Comey and President Trump's own mouths. Each of these were denouncements. This morning we heard about others who wanted to denounce someone, and one who wanted to denounce his own position. So we turn to our Old Testament text from Jeremiah chapter 20. Jeremiah begins our text lamenting his position as a prophet. O Lord, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You were stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I cry out, I shout, violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. With these opening words, Jeremiah declares that it was not his decision to become a prophet, but rather that the Lord had called him to be a prophet. He portrays it as though the Lord had spoken to him very gently and persuaded him to become a prophet, and then all of a sudden, things had gone wrong, as though he had been led into a trap. After our text last week, we might wonder how often pastors feel the same way even today. A pastor begins his call with a honeymoon period, but eventually finds that sin does indeed still exist in the world, and not just the world, but even in the Christian church. Depending on the severity of the situation with which he is faced, he may lament as Jeremiah did. All pastors are sent out as sheep among wolves. They may very well be dragged before governors and leaders, even in these modern times. And they will be maligned in various ways because they are part of God's household. Yet pastors are not the only ones who will find that sin still thrives today. Everyone in the world feels its effects, including those in the Christian church, including you. There are times when God's word shines light on the sin in a family, and God's word drives a sword between continuing in that sin or not. And if the sin is not repented of, it drives a sword through the family itself. Jesus tells us in our gospel text, brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. How far has it gone for you? Have you bled for your faith? Have you been beaten for your faith? Jeremiah, in his lifetime as a prophet, suffered both, bleeding and suffering. Yet no matter how he may have wanted to, and even tried to, keep from telling God's word, Jeremiah found that he could not. His heart was consumed by the fire of the Spirit, encouraging him to do as the Lord God had commanded him. Jeremiah had attempted to denounce his vocation, but he could not. Despite his inability to refuse the call, Jeremiah did not have it easy. Speaking against Israel and saying that a captivity was coming was not what his neighbors, friends, and family wanted to hear. Jeremiah wrote, "For I hear many whispering, terror is on every side. Denounce him, let us denounce him, say all my close friends, watching for my fall. Perhaps he will be deceived, then we can overcome him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten." Again, Jeremiah felt threatened on every front. Not only his enemies, but even his close friends were speaking against him and wanting to denounce him. He felt that they were all laying traps for him so that if he should stumble, they would trap him and kill him. Even President Trump or former Director Comey don't know what it was like for Jeremiah. They may be denouncing one another in the papers, but their friends and allies are still with them. But what a friend Jeremiah had in God, and that we have in that same God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Well do we sing, "Do thy friends despise, forsake thee, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee, thou wilt find a solace in your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your friend." Jeremiah felt like his friends were turning on him, and they may very well have been. In the same way, Jesus had his friends and allies desert him and denounce him. We have a Savior who knows what we're going through, every aspect. Our Lord God took on human flesh himself and has suffered the way that we have suffered. He knows our afflictions firsthand. In Mark chapter 3, it says that the crowd gathered again to hear Jesus, so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard of it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." Even Jesus' own family in Mark chapter 3 were against him. Jesus was denounced on all sides, and ultimately he was publicly denounced by his own Father for your sake and for your forgiveness. The Father may not have said it out loud, but Jesus makes it clear. "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus was denounced so that you might be publicly accepted by God the Father when Jesus comes again to judge the living and the dead. The enemies of God, Jeremiah stated rightly, would have their eternal dishonor never be forgotten. But in our Lord Christ Jesus, you will have eternal honor for his sake. This is how Jeremiah concludes our text. "O Lord of hosts, who tests the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you have I committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hand of evildoers." Despite Jeremiah's frustrations and denouncements from those living with him, Jeremiah trusted that the Lord would deliver him. Even before he was out of his current affliction, he says, "Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord." No matter what trial you may be currently going through, or what trial might be coming in the future for you that has not yet showed its ugly face, you can do the same. You can know that you have deliverance in Christ Jesus, your Lord and Savior. You know that Jesus never fails those who trust in him. He did not in the Old Testament. He did not in the New Testament. He won't today, and he won't in the future. Denouncements can fly all over the news, and even among friends. But they will never fly because God abandoned a believer in his Son, Jesus Christ. He will never denounce one who believes on his Son. That is why Jeremiah and you can proclaim that God, in and through Jesus Christ, is worthy of all praise and singing. In Jesus' name, amen.